Good morning. This first Sunday after Easter has for many, many hundreds of years been set aside as a very special day. It has several names throughout history, and one of them actually is Quasimodo Sunday. I know, it's true. And those of you who have read The Hunchback of Notre Dame know that the small, deformed hunchback infant was found on the steps of Notre Dame by the priest on this on Quasimodo Sunday. And that's how he got his name. That's what the priest named him. And there's actually a really fascinating story about why it's called Quasimodo Sunday. But that story doesn't have anything to do with my sermon, so you're going to have to look it up yourself. Just Google it. It's all out there. It's also called Doubting Thomas Sunday. In our lectionary, we hear throughout the years from all of the different Gospels. We get different readings every Sunday throughout the year. And even on Easter, we hear different versions of the Passion. On Christmas, we hear different versions of the birth narrative from the different Gospelers. But every once in a while, there are days when we hear the same passage every year. And this is one of them. The Sunday after Easter, we always hear the story of Doubting Thomas. Now, why is that? It's because everything we proclaimed last Sunday, Alleluia, he is risen. This man was killed, and he came back, and he appeared in a locked room. The room was locked, but he appeared anyway, but he wasn't a ghost because he ate fish with them, and he could touch his wounds, and even back to his birth, and it was and the virgin birth, and the miracles, and all of this amazing, extraordinary stuff that we proclaim every single Sunday is a little crazy, really. I mean, to a rational thinking person, this doesn't make sense. And that's why it's called faith. Because you see, faith and doubt are not opposites. Faith and doubt are two sides of the same coin. And that coin is our relationship with God. And our relationship with God is very, it can be very complicated. And so faith and doubt are all intertwined together in our lives, in that relationship, in our daily life, and our walk with God. It can be very, very complicated. And that is why it is so important that we hear about doubt the very Sunday after we hear about this amazing proclamation of who Jesus the Christ is. Because doubt is very real, and it's okay. We learn many, many lessons in this very rich text that we are given about Thomas. One of them is something happened that Sunday and in those following days. Something that literally changed the course of human history. The world was different after that Easter Sunday, and in the days to follow, everything was different. Something miraculous happened, and it is a mystery, and it is unexplainable, and I'm okay with that. Because I choose to believe. And that's one of the pieces that we get from Thomas, is that this is a choice. You have to choose to believe. Just like in any good marriage, you have to wake up every day and choose to be in that relationship and choose to be intentional about being in that relationship. Because if days go by where you don't choose to be intentional about that relationship, the day doesn't go as well. And then another day, and another day, and enough days go along that you don't choose to be intentional about that relationship, you begin to get estranged. And it gets really, really hard. And your faith in that relationship gets shaken. And so you have to choose to be in that relationship with God and choose to believe. The next thing that this scripture gives us is that once again, Jesus meets us where we are. Thomas said, I'm not going to believe unless I can see it and feel it, see his hands. And Jesus said, okay, come on over. Here's my hands. Time and again throughout scripture, we hear Jesus meeting people where they are. When they are hurting, when they are doubting, when they are lost, Jesus finds them and meets them and will help them along their journey if they will open themselves up to that. And that is such a profound truth for us to remember, that no matter where we are in our journey, God is right there with us and willing to walk with us and help us along our way. But the final thing that I find so fascinating about this story of Thomas is that he, in as the story unfolds, the disciples were there, but Thomas wasn't there among them. And we don't know why. We don't know if he was mad and he was gone, or if he just went out to get some dinner, or we don't know why he wasn't there. But he wasn't there for this first appearance. And then they told him about it, and he came back. And he could have not done that. He could have said, no, forget it. I have invested 3 years of my life in this man, and he's gone. I am heartbroken. I am going to try to go back and rebuild this life that I once had before this person came in and rocked my world. And he could have left, but he didn't. He came back to community. There are times in our lives, all of us experience it, those horrible, lonely, dark, broken times in our lives when it is really easy to pull away from relationships, to pull away from community, to pull away from God. But what Thomas shows us is just by showing up, a miracle happened for him. He stayed engaged in this community that he loved and who loved him. In those dark times, when God is so far away, there is nothing more real than a morning handshake. Thank you very much. Than a warm welcome. When God feels too far away, we have the sacraments. We have the bread, the wine, the water. That's the real stuff that reminds us that God is real when God feels too far away. And so it's an invitation to, in those lonely times, in those times when we don't want to go to church, we're not feeling it, we're not feeling God, we don't even know if God is real, that's when you come back to community. And you feel that realness, that warmth of a friendly smile, a friendly hug. You take that bread and wine, and you meet Jesus here to walk on your journey further together. Doubt is a very real part of anyone's relationship with God. God gave us a brain to question and struggle, and that's okay. It's a good thing. It develops your maturity and your relationship with God. It's not a bad thing. But it's hard. It'd be great to have just that simple childlike faith again where you just don't have to question. It's just always there. But you come into a mature relationship with God and you're going to struggle and you're going to doubt, and that is okay. Faith and doubt, they are two sides of that same coin, a very, very precious coin that you have to cherish. That is your relationship with God. Amen.